ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Hello, hello. This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast, the last one of a very big week.
Huge week.
And a very bleary-eyed Gabby this morning.
I'm very, I'm puffy.
You're puffy, mate.
Very puffy.
You're puffy because, look, if you're not across this, last night it was the worldwide premiere of And Just Like That, which is the new Sex in the City spin-off.
It's very mature. It's a bit of an older take. That's why it's not called Sex in the City. But the first two eps got me. I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, they broke rules, I felt.
They did.
They did big stuff in the, excuse the pun, in the first couple of episodes of this, and it brought on tears.
They broke our hearts.
So, I mean, lucky for Gabby, she was already watching it in the bath, so that's okay. And just splash a bit of water up, wipe those tears away. So we talked about that this morning, talked about this is big news too, New Zealand banning smoking. If you're 14 and under, you'll never be a smoker in New Zealand. Shepherd joined us for our Queensland Christmas Carol, a huge Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Yeah, helping us. Yeah, but I felt we helped them out.
It was a mutual helping.
Yeah, it's all just musos jamming, helping each other, you know? The Cliffo and Gabby podcast, thank you for downloading. It's getting ridiculously Christmassy.
Oh, yeah.
Now. Like, it's getting very, very, very close. You and I, we're Christmassy people. We've been Christmassy for a little while now. But for everyone, I believe it's getting Christmassy.
Santa's telling me there's only 15 days till Christmas. And by Santa, I mean I have a blow-up Santa gives you the countdown.
Santa you've had on the balcony
15
for the
days.
Last couple of years. It's very impressive. Mm. Got to get you into a house very, very soon that's a bit bigger. Get a few more lights and stuff.
So I can get more Santas.
It's been the one Santa for a lot of years, but he's representing. He's doing a good job.
Yep.
This is very exciting for myself and my little family of four because this is our first Christmas with a pool.
Yes.
So a few months ago, we moved into the cool new house with a pool, which we're very, very happy about. Mm. Until then, we had the poor man's pool in the backyard. Still a poor man. I'm just very, very much in debt with a pool now.
Even more poor man.
Poor man. But until then, you know, we had the ones you can pick them up at Big W, Kmart, whatever, Clark Rubber, Bunnings have them as well, I think, for about $50 or so. Mm. And they're a round pool with like a ring on the top and you just blow the ring up and it like floats above the, it's not dirty, it just floats above the water.
And you got a little blow-up pool there.
Yeah, we got a little blow-up pool.
Yes.
So we've had those for the last few years. And there has been a bit of an in-family joke. Should anyone pass wind in the little blow-up pool? Uh-huh. And that happens a lot with kids. Because for kids, it's not weird to fart. You know, it just happens. So it would happen quite a lot in the bath or the pool. It happens in the bath as well, but it happened a lot in the little blow-up pool in the backyard. And we'd always say, spa bath.
Because there's bubbles.
So that was our little joke.
Of course.
Like if one of the kids farted or whatever, bubbles would come up and you go, spa bath. Anyway, in the new pool that we've got in the house or whatever, we are lucky enough that on the step, it's got one of those little switches where you can turn it on and like it's got a little spa function where bubbles actually come up.
That's fancy.
So yeah, we've been enjoying that a little bit lately. And it was an awkward moment about 2 afternoons ago because we're sitting there and my daughter, Matilda, who's 7, turns to me and she goes, Dad. I said, yeah. She goes, where do the farts come from to produce the bubbles for the spa bath? And I didn't know what to say. So I said, well, darling, when Dad has a very, very hot curry, that stuff just kind of lasts. You know, bottle it up, use it. That's where it comes from.
We are writing a Queensland carol to have a song that we can actually relate to come Christmas time. But another Queensland band that has released a Christmas song is Shepherd. Here is their new one, Christmas Without You.
My Christmas without you.
It's very sweet.
Beautiful.
It's very Shepherd. They got the jump on us, but they're still kind enough to join us on Zoom right now, even though we're kind of like carol competitors. Welcome to the show.
What's happening, guys?
Hello.
Your new Christmas song is absolutely beautiful. Christmas Without You. I don't know if we're going to reach those lofty heights.
We are.
But
we totally are.
Why did you guys decide to write a Christmas song?
Well, it's been something that we've had on our bucket list for quite some time. I think a lot of it has stemmed from the fact that we've been separated from our dad for 2 years. And when we figured out he wasn't going to be back for this Christmas, we were like, let's write a song.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
It is.
So obviously that was a bit of inspo for it, but what else, like what sort of planning or preparation or research or whatever went into making a Christmas song? Was there much of that sort of stuff? Because we've done none of that.
Just listen to lots of Bublé.
The boob. The boob.
I guess similar to what you guys were on about, we wanted to write a song that was still Christmassy, but wasn't, you know, your quintessential Christmas song with all the Santas and the bells and Holly Jolly Christmas.
So the song is called Christmas Without You, like we just said. Did you guys know there has actually been a song released before by a very, very famous duo called Christmas Without You? And I only discovered this in doing my research for this interview, but it was this famous pair that have also released a very different song called Christmas Without You.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are, no one in between.
Little duo called Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Sure you've heard of them?
Up and comers. We'll be hearing lots about them in the years to come.
They copied your idea.
Yeah, we got here first.
They got a good future, those kids. Quickly, before we let you go, can you just give us any words of advice as we go on this journey trying to write a Christmas carol for the entire state of Queensland? Keep in mind, we are music novices. This is not, you know, our full-time job like you guys. What bits of advice would you give us as we embark on this journey?
I think you've kind of already nailed it a little bit, in the sense that you got to try and make it somewhat authentic, and you know, there has to be something about the Christmas song, so that although it is like Christmassy, it still has the substance in there. And you guys have gone for like the whole Queensland thing, summer, Christmas, you know, prawns on the barbecue, that type of thing. And that's going to resonate with a lot of people. So I think you guys are onto a good thing here.
And you've got to add the 4X in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Milton Mangoes.
All right. I believe 4X is already on
that's
our list
so
as one of our
that.
References.
We do have like a whiteboard of ideas, and the Milton Mango is on there. So tick, tick.
Yeah. you guys are on your way.
I was just going to say, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Don't bore us.
You've got to get to the chorus as soon as possible, because that's what gets the ears hooked.
All right. Well, once it's written and done, can we get you guys to maybe give it a score out of 10? We'll send it your way next week.
We'll flick it 2 years. We'll send it your way.
No problem at all.
How long does it normally take you guys to write a song, produce it, and release it? Because we're doing it in like 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, it depends really from song to song. I mean, we kind of came up with the challenge last year to release a song, like write it, record it, release it, do a video clip every month last year.
Huge.
So about a month.
All right, we're cutting that down slightly.
Lapping you guys four times.
Yeah. We've won that one. We won't win anything
That's
else.
That's one up we have on Shepherd. Get Christmas Without You, guys. Shepherd, we just love you guys. You guys do so much for Queensland. And, yeah, to have you guys on as a bit of inspo as we write our Queensland carol has been such a thrill. So, Shepherd, thank you so much, guys. Big love and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you guys. Take care.
And just like that hit Binge and Foxtel last night, this is the Sex and the City spin-off we've all been waiting for a really long time. And I made sure to watch it ASAP, as soon as I was able to.
Did you get like a bit of a thrill the little remix of this kind of music?
Yes.
Because they didn't just use this. It's a new show.
Of
so
course.
They changed it up a bit.
Yeah.
But there was like a little ode to this in the opening scene. And I was thinking of you.
It was very nice. It was good. I wished I'd had a Cosmo in my hand while watching it. That was the only thing missing, because it was so brilliant.
You had a face mask on, you said.
I did have a face mask on. That's true. And I had my hair in a towel and a robe on. But I really like that they're not calling it Sex and the City, because it's not as much about sex anymore. Like, it's a bit more grown up. It's a bit more mature, as the ladies are as well. But my take on it is that Sex and the City fans will froth it. I think they will absolutely love it. I did. If you're not an existing Sex and the City fan, however, it's not for you. You won't understand a thing that's happening, and nothing will give you the vibes fan actually gets. So don't even bother.
So don't come in cold.
Don't come in cold. That's exactly right. In it, we know that Samantha has not returned. Kim Cattrall did not return to film the series, which means Samantha is not in it. They didn't replace her because that just would not work at all. So they did explain in the show why Samantha is not there with the other girls.
I told her that because of, you know, what the book business is now, it just didn't make sense for me to keep her on as a publicist. She said fine and then fired me as a friend.
She didn't fire you.
Look, I understand that she was upset, but I thought I was more to her than an ATM. You are.
That was a good scene, that.
Very good.
And I love how it's dodgy recorded straight off your iPad.
Yeah, that's
very,
what I did.
Very well done.
That's all I could do at that point in time. It was a quick turnaround. But the interesting part about that is Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker have had a feud in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
About money and about right. that kind of similar situation. Yeah. So they've actually inserted that into the storyline. However, in episode 2, Samantha does do something very nice, which could be them opening the door for her to maybe enter for season 2. If they can figure things out in real life.
Interesting.
With Kim Cattrall, I reckon they're really leaving that open.
Ooh, nice bit of tea.
Yeah, yeah. Another bit of tea that I have a feeling about, and this is only my feeling, there's been absolutely no rumours about this, but I reckon that during this season of And Just Like That, Miranda is going to have an affair with Carrie's non-binary podcast boss, Shay. There's absolutely no information about that on the internet, but that's a feeling I've got.
This is a Gabby Elgood hunch.
I just wanted to put it out there in case it does come true and I'll be like, told ya.
Told ya.
But the other thing that happened within the two episodes that have currently dropped left me in a bit of a puffy mess. My eyes are a bit sore today because there were a few tears. And I'm not going to do what the online news sites have done. I'm not going to reveal it here. I'm not going to give you any spoilers because if you haven't seen it yet, I don't want to ruin it for you. But what I am going to say is that this is what we were all screaming at the writers after episode 1.
I was always on your side. And you go and you do that to Carrie. No, no, I'm not going to cry.
Okay.
I definitely cried.
You've grabbed a bit from the movie there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Those puffy eyes as well, guys. My God. It's like Cliffo and a panda bear. Alpha Bucks. Hits 5K. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
There's only 1 week left of it.
Yeah, there's only 1 week left. We're determined
turned
to
into Russell
give
Crowe.
Away. Yeah, we're determined to. I don't know. I'm doing weird things with my voice today. We're determined to give away the $5,000 before we break for Christmas. So we're giving away a clue for Monday morning's game of Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, the answer you need is Dasher. Obviously,
Dasher.
One of the reindeer.
One of the
I don't
reindeer.
Know what other answer that could be for.
No, name one of Xena's reindeer. I'm pretty sure that'll be it. You lock that in. But Dasher is your free Alpha Bucks answer for Monday morning after the weekend when we play again on Hit.
New Zealand have done it. They've banned smoking. So they're hoping to be smoke-free by 2025. And the way they're doing it is implementing it in stages. So at this point in time, anyone who's already addicted, continue smoking. Mm. Anyone who's under 14.
Anyone who's a child.
Anyone who's a child will never be allowed to buy a cigarette in their lifetime. So they're kind of bringing it in to protect the younger generations from, you know, it's a terrible habit that has real bad health effects.
It's
so we get why they're doing
it.
And that's why we're celebrating today the methods that people use to quit smoking because they are vast. There is always a variety of ways that people manage to get over that.
Just taking my hat off to anyone this morning
100%.
Who beats any addiction. Addiction's
so tough.
Hey, they grab a hold of you. And nicotine is one of the most addictive drugs on the planet. So props to anyone who's given up, including Donna. Mate, how did you quit?
I was forced to quit because I knew that I wouldn't be able to afford the cost of cigarettes because I'm from the States. So it's pretty cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
That is one of the reasons why government taxes are so high on cigarettes.
To discourage it.
Governments love to tax.
Yeah, they love the money.
They love to bring the tax in.
But it's meant to discourage
smoking
through price.
And that worked on you, Donna. It was just too expensive, so you were just forced.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was still living in the States and I knew I was coming here. So I kept trying to quit. And it just wasn't working. And then I went to the grocery store one day. I was supposed to buy cigarettes because I didn't have any. And then I left the grocery store forgetting to buy them.
Yeah.
And then okay, that's it. This is it. I'm done.
The subconscious going, don't need these.
God, that's awesome. Thanks for the call. 131060. Jen, how did you quit?
Alan Carr, easy way method.
Alan Carr?
What's that?
We'll invoice you for that plug, Alan.
It was a 6 to 7 hour workshop, and there was about a dozen people. that were all smokers, and we were given the tools to quit. I was extremely sceptical, but walked away a non-smoker, and I was a 50-a-day smoker.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's awesome,
Is it almost
Jen?
Hypnosis, or is it just
At
learning the skills?
At the very end of it, there was a little bit of hypnosis. Okay. That was just to instill everything that we'd learnt through the day. My husband was with me. My daughter was with me. My husband's a truck driver. And 3 years on, none of us have smoked.
That is amazing,
That's
Jen.
That's very impressive.
God, you guys would be saving so much money, Jen. Thank you so much. 13 10 60. T is next. T, how'd you quit?
Just cold turkey. Just quit, just like that.
Wow. That's Easy. Very strong of you. Is it? What was the reasoning?
So, well, I started smoking, you know, when I was at high school. And, you know, just sort of smoke with your friends because you want to be cool. Yeah. And so it was sort of on and off, you know, smoking that. But then when I had my second child and found out, the day I found out, then I stopped. And I she's 8 months.
Good on you.
Yeah. I've heard that before from women who fall pregnant. That's incredible.
Well done.
13, 10, 60, Marla, how did you quit?
Hello.
Marla, how'd you quit, mate? Hi.
Hi. I actually wasn't, well, myself, I quit cold turkey, but I had a friend that when they tried to quit because they found it so hard, they actually bought themselves some baby carrots and they put them in their pockets. And every time they were doing something, they used to chew on a baby carrot.
Wow.
Did they hold it between the two fingers like you would a cigarette?
And then they were trying to light the end of it, the green bit. Thanks, Marla. Kind of making myself the sacrificial lamb, throwing myself under the bus here. But what does your partner keep that they're never going to use?
For me, my partner, fiancé Nev, keeps these weird baking trays that have gone feral. And
rusty old baking trays.
We've got new ones. And he's like, no, I'll keep those in case I need to catch oil when I decide to renovate a bike in the future.
So for me, it's, I can't throw a good box or a good jar away. And it's weird to my wife.
Well, I think it is a bit weird because what are you using it for?
Well, sometimes I will use them to put stuff in.
I've never seen you put anything in these random jars and boxes.
But if the time came that I needed to store, nails. What if I had something to put, I needed something to put nails in?
It's been 8 years, love. I don't think you're going to be putting nails in the box.
We've been together 9 years, but anyway, okay.
Who knows? 10th year, might become a carpenter. Who knows? Need the jars.
Suddenly you need nails.
Need nails and jars to put them in. 13, 10, 60. Ironically, my wife is Michelle, and caller number one is a Michelle. Hey, Michelle, what does your partner keep that they're never going to use?
Hi, guys. My partner, he collects motorbike parts, puts them in a big box, and he's had that for about 6 or 7 years now since I've known him. And, and it always goes to the box. Oh, have we got this in there? And I said, check your box. But, he doesn't use it, or we may need that one day. But Gabby, like your husband or your fiancé, he will have something to catch any drip so it doesn't go everywhere. So
yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking.
You've got to have
it. I tell you what, Michelle, if he ever does make the bike and put all the parts to use and he needs some trays to, you know, catch the oil.
Yeah.
Nev can hook you up.
No. Nev needs them.
No, Nev needs them for his
He's not going to give them away.
13, 10, 60. I cannot believe this. This must be a Michelle thing because that was Michelle. My wife's Michelle. We have a third Michelle who unbelievably puts up with this as well. Michelle, number three. What does your partner keep but they're never going to use?
My husband has a drill press.
Yeah.
What's a drill press?
Well, a drill press, it's a drill, but one of the ones that comes down.
It's quite a big machine.
Solid setup, like a big drill machine, Michelle.
Yes. We've had it for about 12 years and we've used it a few times. And every time we've moved, the kids have refused to help move it.
Right. It's so heavy.
Yeah. But you've shot yourself in the foot there, Michelle. You've used it a few times. So all Michelles are wrong. All Cliffos are right. It's good to keep the jars and the boxes. That's right.
Cliffo, you've always been saying that you'd love to host parties, but you hate when people overstay their welcome.
The worst,
man. It's the worst.
Can I just want to say big shout out, big love to I'm just going to name them. Jay and Beck, love you guys. Friends of mine and my wife's who come around. And Jay said this at the start. He's like, okay, cool. We'll come around. Bring the kids around for a swim or whatever. But he goes, I'm not staying for dinner or anything. They're like, 5:30. We're leaving. We're leaving.
We've
we're
got taking our nighttime the kids. Routines.
We're
and
going
so
home. We're making dinner. And that's that.
They're
and
the I'm kinds of friends like, you need.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, I've come up with 5 different ways you can actually get guests to leave if they're not like those friends and they stick around well past you want the night to end. Mm. So if you want to host any parties over the Christmas season, you're welcome.
Take note.
So for the first one, nominate a guest, and I reckon it could be your mate Jay.
Yeah.
Because if you get into a conspiracy with that guest before the party, they can be the one that says, oh, is it that time? Better go to let the couple have some rest. And if they say it loud enough, everyone gets the hint and they go, well, okay, we better leave.
People leaving can be like dominoes. Like it only takes one to fall and then the others
and then
go.
The others go.
Oh, well, Jay's going, so we better go as well.
Exactly.
It's a good tip.
He makes them feel bad about it.
Bring someone into your web.
Yes.
Of
of lies.
Of lies. And
tip number 2, blame next door. Go outside at one point to do something and then come back in and go, guys, next door is real mad that this party's still kicking, so we're going to have to turn the music off. Yeah. I'm sorry. Party's over. Blame the neighbours.
Yeah, good one.
Nice one. Well, number 3, brush your teeth in your dressing gown if you're really bold. So
now we are
come
sending
out of the bedroom.
Very, very strong hints, aren't we?
Sometimes it gets to this. Come out in your robe, brushing your teeth. They will definitely get the hint. Number 4, power down. So if you've got smart lights, you can actually set a timer on them or you can have it connected to your phone where suddenly they just turn off and you're like, oh, sorry. They're on a timer.
My version of that, the poor man's version of that, is just turn select lights off.
Yeah.
Turn the music right down. The kitchen light goes off.
They might start thinking it's mood lighting, though.
No, it's not.
it's not.
It's bedtime lighting.
Finally, and this is probably the one that's really going to work if your friends are anything like mine, hide the booze.
No, well, if your friends are anything like mine, they'll find it.
It's the last helping hand we're giving out for this week. We'll be back next week, though, so you can still nominate someone who deserves a helping ham at hit.com.au. But it's just about making that Christmas lunch a little bit easier for someone.
Good on you, Cornets. Mm. Supermarkets, you're legends. I cut the last slice just yesterday off my Oakfield ham.
I'm surprised it lasts this long.
We're going to have to get another one before Christmas, which I'm not upset about at all. but we are dishing out helping hams. If there's someone who deserves one, let us know. Just click the win tab at hit.com.au. Now, Leanne's been on hold. She doesn't know that she's about to win, but we'll bring her up right now. Morning, Leanne. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Good.
We are good.
Do you have any idea why we'd be calling you, Leanne, why we're on the phone?
No idea at all.
Okay.
Good.
It's for a good reason. It's for a very good reason. So you're a foster carer of 7 amazing children. Is that right?
Now I have 8.
Oh, wow. What a phenomenal woman you are, Leanne. You also work in childcare. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So you love children.
Yes, I do love children.
There would be a lot of hungry mouths to feed around your Christmas table.
Especially the teenage boy.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My God.
How many litres of milk do you go through, do you reckon, a week, Leanne? Or loaves of bread or something like that?
Loaves of bread, I buy 3 loaves a day.
That sums it up.
Can I just put some perspective in that? 6 of those children are boys.
Yeah. Wow, growing boys.
Boys like white bread, don't they?
Yeah.
Young boys.
Well, Leanne,
you've got to stock up on the bread because you might be having a few ham sandwiches because we are handing you a helping ham for Christmas.
Oh, thank you so very much. That's really appreciated.
A whole leg of ham is all yours, my friend. Well done.
Oh, that's fantastic. I thought I might have had to participate in the ham hunt this year.
No ham hunt. You do not have
that
to hunt it down.
Though.
We're just going to give it to you. Well done, mate.
I was going to send the kids in for the ham hunt.
It's all thanks to Cornet Supermarkets. Get your double smoked Oakfield hams only at Cornet Supermarkets. Well done, Leanne. Big love.
Oh, thank you so very, very much. It's really, really appreciated. Thank you again.
You just finished listening to the Clippo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.